We start the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I was up for a bit this morning, and we had 11 people around our Easter table yesterday, and so there's still some cleanup. But it wasn't until right around 5 o'clock when I picked up on something. I think I tuned it over to a more news-oriented station and heard the passing of the Pope at the age of 88. So
that is really sad. I think it's a big loss, I think, for the world to have him pass. Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard it until you just told me this morning, which means I was apparently good at staying away from the news yesterday.
It just happened this morning. It's a very new news, and okay. Pope Francis dead at the age of 88. And so I guess, again, I'm no expert on him, but I mean, certainly his care for the poor stood out, right?
So absolutely. So now it'll be a new conclave, and finding the new pope. And
from what I'm hearing, it could be a week or two. So
okay, mm-hmm. All right.
But initially, as some of the officials being interviewed talking about the grieving process and the cardinals coming together. And as I recall from past times of replacing the Pope, you wait for the white smoke to indicate they've come to a decision. So.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. How was your Easter weekend?
It was really good. It was really good. Yesterday, Heather's parents came over, and we were able to spend time with them and with John and Grace and Rosie. And so, just a good, relaxing day, and of course coffee with you on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So just a good weekend all around.
As I thought about that, we both kind of venting our spleens at different times. We have 5 minutes to solve the world's problems. That gives us a whole hour. I mean, it pretty much gets solved.
We solve it, and then new problems in the world crop up every week.
They sure do. Yeah. Okay, you know what, I want to stick with where we're at. We're gonna finish this devotion, doggone it. And notes from the upper room, lessons in loving like Jesus. And I think one of the things, if we could just casually observe, is, different churches handle the church calendar different ways. Some follow it very closely, others not so much. But I think kind of just like Christmas, people say like, wow, of a sudden Jesus is born, and then some people just get off of it. And like, as is being referred in some of the headlines with the passing of the Pope, he left us on Easter Monday. Like, this continues,
Right. Absolutely.
And so we're going to continue as well. You had John 17, and so let's do John 17, verses 18 and 19 today.
All right. Did you want to read the verse?
The verse. Thank you for that reminder, friend. Yes, it's Monday, As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world, and for their sake I consecrate myself that they may be sanctified in the truth. How'd you unpack that?
And I wrote, our identities are formed by many parts. As I wrote earlier, we are those who are loved of God. We are God's children, his treasured possession, and a part of the community of faith. We belong to the body of Christ. We are also the sent ones, ambassadors of the good news. Jesus was also a sent one, leaving heaven for earth as a light of hope and savior of the world. He commissioned us to continue carrying his light, living lives of sacrifice, or lives of service, self-sacrifice, and love. As we follow him on the path of sacrificial love, we demonstrate relational holiness. He came in love so that we might go out in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so there's that emphasis on love. You wrote this a few years ago, but I think you've stuck to that. Yeah, so.
Yeah. I mean, that love is what it's about. Mm-hmm. Love God, love others. And, I think that's where that relational holiness idea comes in.
So, mm-hmm.
And I finished that out with this prayer, this brief prayer. Jesus, I am aware of my self-centeredness every day, but you came to make a way for me to be more like you. Remind me that I am a sent one and a beacon of your love. Amen.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And we keep that in mind today and all week long. Thank you, friend.
You bet. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Weekend recap on WWIB on this Monday, the 21st of April, Easter Monday, if you will. And for me, welcoming back our daughter Grace from Madison. So great to see her and be with her over the weekend. Still hoping to squeeze in coffee or something before she heads back today. Also, the usual breakfast at Randy's on Saturday. And then John from Mondovi stepped up and said, are you the guy from WWIB? So good to meet him and his wife there. And also, was looking more forward to the Bucks than the game really seemed to merit. So they left their shooting at home, hoping for better results on tomorrow night's action. And then church yesterday, a wonderful family meal. We had 11 around the table. And hats off to my wife. Wow. leading the way on the dinner. I mean, I did do the green bean hot dish. Got to say that. That's kind of my go-to. But, boy, she made all the table favors with the puppy chow and the frosted pretzels and the chocolate and made it look very nice.
Well, it was a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. I got out to enjoy the weather a little earlier than I'd planned because apparently when your treadmill makes a popping sound and turns off, that's not good. And so, yeah, I know we don't have ads by ear anymore, but I am looking for a treadmill. But anyway, so I got out and ran a little bit in the neighborhood and so got some fresh air earlier that time. We got a lot of errands run on Saturday and then made it to Govan's. Made it to Govan's. Wow, what a great time. Lots of people out there and enjoyed holding some of those baby animals along with my kids. Took some pictures, got some concessions, and enjoyed that very much. Chatted with Farmer John a little bit. A lot of times you see the baby piglets and the chicks and such. There was actually a baby alpaca there that had just been born the night before. So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Got to see the baby alpaca. So enjoyed that. And then a very full house at my parents' after Easter Sunday service yesterday. We had 20 different people at my parents' house. So I had forgotten that I had made a suggestion. Well, hey, a lot of times Easter brunch is like during a church service. What if we did breakfast foods for Easter dinner? And apparently my mom thought that was a decent idea. Huh. So that's what we had, quiche and egg bake and cinnamon rolls and fruit and all sorts of good stuff. So, yeah, that was a delicious Easter dinner, number one. And then we had some of our traditional Easter activities in the afternoon at my parents' house. Then went to my in-laws' house, had another Easter dinner, which was excellent, and really enjoyed that time. And my kids loved getting all the treats and such and were very, very tired by the time they got home last night. So that was our Easter. Hopefully you had a great Easter as well, too, friends.
Well, the Boston Marathon is today, but on Friday, Beijing, China hosted the world's first humanoid robot half marathon.
This is not in conjunction with any sort of Star Wars filming. It's just real life, I guess. On Friday, Beijing made headlines. Again, the first humanoid robot half marathon at eTown, a major technology hub in China.
Yeah, the event featured 21 humanoid robots running alongside thousands of other human participants.
The star of the race was Tiangong Ultra, developed by the X-Humanoid Institute, which completed the half marathon course in 2 hours and 40 minutes.
In contrast, the fastest human finished the race in 1 hour and 2 minutes. So we're still faster than these robots.
That's good. That's really good. Some robots struggled to stay on track, with a few unable to even start the race or breaking down mid-event.
Yeah, the marathon followed specific rules requiring the robots to resemble humans and run on two legs while racing in a separate lane from the human runners.
Battery swaps were permitted, and Tiangong Ultra changed batteries 3 times during the race.
Is there going to be like a humanoid robot Olympics? Are they going to compete against us?
I don't know. Raises all sorts of questions, but I am glad that we're faster than the robots.
I know, at least for now.
Yeah, right. Glad about that.
The WIB Wake Up Show. We like to help you do some learning from time to time with 4 things you didn't know yesterday.
Yes, and a lot of times these are things that we didn't know yesterday either.
That's
so
for
we're
sure.
Learning along with you.
Mm-hmm. For instance, Americans spend an average of 18 full days in their car every year, so it's the home away from home.
Well, as long as you're in your car, make sure you've got it right here to WWIB. Did you know, because I didn't, your right lung takes in more air than your left.
Wow.
4 things you didn't know yesterday here in the WIB Wake Up Show.
Another thing, the world population of chickens is about equal to the number of people, so that's over 8 billion.
So why are egg prices so high?
Well, we lost a lot of them during bird flu, right?
So. Yes. 4 things you didn't know yesterday, one more here on the WIB Wake Up Show. The brain chemicals that create romantic bliss tend to fade after about 12 to 24 months. So better make sure it's more than just an infatuation, people.
There you go.